We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Crash and Forehand on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Oh, man, less than an hour to go. Here on Gresham Forey, and I've been getting all these pictures, Andy, because Gresh had to go back to the dentist. And Coop, if you want to throw this up there real quick, you can.
No.
I gave him the finished product. If you want to go to Twitch, if you want to put it up, Coop, go ahead and put up the finished product. Do not put up the in-process pictures of his teeth out. It's just the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I just checked it out. I almost threw up as I was looking at it.
Why do I want
dentistry,
to see that?
No, this is Gresh with a fresh set. There it is. Oh, look at him. Oh, lovely.
He doesn't look great. He looks like he's been through the ringer.
No, he is.
Jiminy Christmas.
You would too. He's
swollen.
He has been in the chair since what? 9 o'clock? I think that was the first picture we got when he was literally sitting into the chair and he just got out maybe 20 minutes ago.
He woke up after a tough night or something.
Yeah. I do appreciate him sending you guys those pictures and not our like real show chat and leaving me out.
No, he sent me the one and I
it wouldn't have gone over well.
Disgusting. So Gresh will be back tomorrow, right on time. So don't miss that. So here's what I wanted to share with you because I got this email, Andy, and the headline says, the Patriots' most popular players revealed in new study. Okay, that was the headline. So I was like, well, let me check it out.
Yeah.
So this is why, and after reading this, I was like, this is why they were horrible last year. This is not the main reason, obviously, because there's a bunch. But this just stood out to me for a bunch of different reasons. I'm going to read it to you, and then you tell me what you think. The most popular Patriots players. Bailey Zappe takes the lead on the Patriots as most popular player. Jabril Peppers and Matthew Judon take second and third, respectively. New research has revealed the most popular players on the Patriots roster, with Bailey Zappe coming out on top. The study by Sports Betting Media Group, Canada Sports Betting, analyzed average monthly Google searches to see who the most popular players on each NFL roster were. The top three most popular Patriots players are as follows. Bailey Zappe, over 104,000 average monthly searches. Jabril Peppers, over 33,000 average monthly searches. Matthew Judon, 21,000 average monthly searches. Bailey Zappe comes in first. Jabril Peppers, second. Matthew Judon, third. Now, I say why they sucked is because your most popular players. The guys that people are attracted to most, that are interested in most, are Bailey Zappe, basically a third string quarterback that was cut, that was re-signed, and they kept trying to get rid of. Matthew Judon, who, by the way, never even played, barely played last year.
He played like a month.
Okay. I said barely played. Played a quarter of the season?
Yeah.
Played the month of September.
Yeah.
What is that, three games?
It's not even a quarter.
It's not even a quarter. And Jabril Peppers, who I can understand because he was making some plays later on in the season.
So, can I ask you a question? Does this have to do with his name?
Who?
Bailey Zappe.
You think that people were searching his name because
Zappe fever was a thing 2 years ago, and he has a weird name. Like, if his name was John Smith and he was the backup quarterback, same situation. Everything played out the same. Would he be searched as much?
Zappe's not going to play another down in the rest of his life.
Because you're right. I mean, he was a quarterback who was cut all the world could have and none of the world wanted. Then he re-signed, then he played, and he took over. He stunk, by the way, when he came in for Mac. So Mac Jones wasn't searched a lot?
No, well, not based on this study. He was not as much as Bailey Zappi, Matthew Judon, or Jabril Peppers. And that's kind of my point. It's you're so bad, it's so tough, that the most important thing, that as far as a Q rating, I would say this is probably as bad as things have been for the Patriots in a long time.
Oh,
the
yeah.
number one search was Bailey Zappi.
1993.
I felt like it was, I mean, listen, you're going to see lots of different examples as we get further to the new season of this new regime, and you know, all the silos being knocked down. Like, it just, it's almost comical to a degree that this is who you are now. Forget about the most polarizing figure in all of sports. Forget about the most dynasty in all of sports. Bailey Zappi, the number one Google searched.
And this goes, so they have science on their side, which yeah. also, those don't those numbers seem low to you? Your third most popular player had 21,000 searches. Like, is that in the whole world? Only
analyze
20?
The average monthly Google yeah. searches. Yeah, well, that's hey, if say what you want about Canada sports betting, they did the research.
So,
what's this just in Canada?
Like, less than 800 people a day searched for Matthew Judon?
I don't know. I don't even know why Matthew Judon's even on the list.
Well, I like him. He's
no,
a good
no,
player.
But he didn't. He was hurt. The
can argue
whole
he's
time.
Their best player and their biggest.
I know, but
star.
He should. No one should be
he's
really
got a
interested
logo,
in him.
He does, you know, the
yeah, but
face
like
thing.
Three
cool.
games out of the. I mean, he's been hurt.
So this is a scientific version of my unscientific Andy Hart jersey test. If your nephew or kid wants a jersey of the team you root for, how many choices do you have? Are they good investments? Tells you how good the team are.
How many do the Patriots have now?
I would argue none.
Well, who would be first?
So
if you had to pick one.
Little technicality here that Mike Reese tried to dabble in with Gerard Mayo yesterday is Christian Gonzalez switching to zero. Because
okay.
I would buy Christian Gonzalez zero jersey as soon as it became available.
What was he last year?
Six?
16.
And then do you get to bring that jersey back 16? Since he changed his number? Are you going with
the
oh,
insurance.
I'm Christian Gonzalez 1.0. I'm
yeah,
the original
maybe.
Christian Gonzalez.
But other than that, Matthew Judon is a popular one, but he could be out of here if they don't extend him. You know, trade. I know you guys have talked about trading him and, you know, how long. Ramondre Stevenson,
Kendrick
free
Bourne.
Agent. Kendrick Bourne is popular, but how good is he? Like, you're talking yourself into, oh, I love him. He's got a lot of energy.
You are talking yourself into. You got to find something
Kendrick
identifiable that you are attracted to.
I can tell you who the number one jersey I would buy is.
Okay.
Drake May, when they draft him number three overall.
Okay, you can't pick a guy that's not on the team. But right now, if you had to, no, honest to God, if you had to wear a jersey, pick a guy, who would it be?
Ramondre Stevenson.
That's a good one.
That's the club. But he could be
technically,
gone. In a, he's an NFL he's, running back who could
he's
be gone in a year.
Would you say he's their best player? Like, who are their best players?
Matthew Judon, Ramondre
okay.
Stevenson, Christian Gonzalez, based on the three games I've seen him play in the NFL.
It is weird that the whole it's
Christian
almost
Barmore.
As if, like, if Christian Gonzalez was a quarterback and he played, what, three games?
Mm-hmm.
By the fourth game, fifth game, sixth game, most teams would have enough information to counteract everything that he relies on to be successful.
Absolutely.
So I don't think people got enough information on Christian Gonzalez to even expose him.
Right.
You have no idea. He's just fresh, new kid, blah, blah, blah. The biggest knock on him was that he wouldn't tackle anybody.
Right.
Seemed like he was tackling everybody. You were isolating him on good receivers. He was doing exactly what you asked him to do. But I would say by the seventh game, eighth game, when that rookie wall hits, good luck.
So I can also tell you, you've now become the Chicago Bears in that my guess, my scientific guess is when you get to Gillette Stadium, the most popular jerseys you'll see, maybe Drake May, because he's
okay.
going to be the fresh face, are going to be 12, 87, 54. They're going to be all the Hall of Fame jerseys. Just like when you go to Chicago and you see Dick Butkus and Mike Singletary.
So you're going to do the classics.
Walter Payton.
That's the crazy thing. That's the team you are now.
Yep.
Instead of getting the current players, you rather get somebody like Dick Butkus, who's not even alive.
Right.
You know, like, if I was a Giant fan, I would do Lawrence Taylor. I would do Mark Bavaro. I mean, easily. There are mm-hmm. so many different options. If you're Green Bay, I guess you got a lot of options if you're Green Bay. the Patriots, you're probably going to go back to the classics. You're going to get the Brewskis because he represents maybe Troy Brown.
And you're hoping that this same conversation at this same time next year is about the number three pick, maybe the 34th pick. Christian Gonzalez has now solidified himself through a full season of he went through the second time around slump, whatever. They figured him out. You buy that. You could have star power jerseys, although did you see the latest? See the latest Bucky Brooks mock draft on on NFL.com?
Ooh,
it's
no.
Funny. Funny. The winds are talking, and radio hosts in this town are hearing it. Bucky Brooks is apparently hearing it. Now the number three pick to your New England Patriots is one Jonathan James McCarthy.
With the third pick in the NFL draft, the New England Patriots selected
that quarterback from Michigan who won the championship.
Well, he won the championship, so it's actually a rule. He has to go in the top three. Antonio Pierce said so.
I'm looking at PatriotsShop.com to see jerseys. Any name, any name, any name. Mac Jones, about 60% off. Randy Moss is the fifth jersey that they show. Christian Gonzalez, Teddy Bruschi, Mac Jones again. Judon, Bruschi, Jones, Bruschi. Any name, Gonzalez.
Man, Brewski. You know what? Easily carrying the day.
There's no current players outside of Christian Gonzalez.
I would buy a couple Mac Jones jerseys, number 10. Hope that Drake May wears number 10, and I can get a buddy to, like, put on a new plate or something, figure it out.
The first thing I would tell Drake May, if he wants to take his college number and use it, I would say, don't take number 10.
Why?
It just represents too many bad things. Bad things. I would not even entertain it. Take 11. Is 11 available? Take 9. Is 9 available?
9 is not available.
Okay.
How about 11 is Chase Winovich jersey for $53.99.
$53 for Chase Winovich?
Yeah.
They should pay me $53 to take that. Get it out of their warehouse. Clear some space.
Newton one for $37.
Ooh. That one is kind of cool.
I'd do one of those.
It's like my Shaq Celtics jersey. He's a legend. Yeah. And people are like, wait, he played for the Patriots? Yeah, for a year.
He did. It's like, that's actually a good little trivia quiz. Hall of Fame players and the random teams they played on.
Like Dominique. Yeah, he was on the side. Whatever. Like, those are cool.
Joe Namath played for the Chargers or the Rams? Was it the Rams?
Rams, I believe. Oh, yeah, the Willie Mays.
Oh, no. Joe Namath was another one. Not Joe Namath. Johnny Unitas was it that played for the Rams.
He goes, Joe Namath. No.
Johnny Unitas. Do you know the team that Johnny Unitas played for after the Colts?
No.
Me neither. We'll tell you when we come back.
You suck. Okay. You absolutely suck.
Well, hey, listen.
Get a Damian Harris jersey for $74.
My son has one. Dude retired. He now has like a classic Damian Harris jersey that isn't all that classic.
He just walked right through the league, didn't he? He was just passing through.
Yep.
Just going to, there you go. Go
gets
to Buffalo.
Pension,
that's
though, right?
It. Well, after 3 years. Yeah, after the fourth game of your third year. All right, so NFL coaches, we had this argument earlier. And we had to end it. It was it ended on a technicality. We're going to keep it going because NFL coaches have decided unanimously that the hip drop tackle is dangerous and needs to be eliminated. Now, every former defensive player is pissed, including Andy Hart. We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Say WEEI's a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
You're just talking about this, like, drop tackle, what people are talking about.
you know, well, you're going to eventually take away everything in the game, right? It's the defensive job, you know, to tackle guys. And I don't think people are doing that with malicious intent. Like, eventually you keep taking away certain plays, taking away certain plays, taking away this, taking away that, what's going to be left of the game. So, you know, look, it's an unfortunate reality of this game, and no one wants to see that. No one, you know, guys on other teams don't want to see guys get hurt. We don't want to see guys get hurt. You know, it's an unfortunate reality of playing in the NFL, playing football at any level.
That was David Andrews last year. Correct me if I'm wrong, Andy. That was after Ramondre Stevenson got hurt off a hip drop swivel tackle. Am I got that right?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm adding swivel because the swivel, I think, is important.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody.
Foyer, I think this is gaslighting. Does this fall under your guy? People are trying to convince me of something that's stupid.
Well, what part do you think is gaslighting? What the league is giving you, or what Andrews is giving you?
But
well, yeah, you do.
You're convincing me something's dangerous because it's on a football field. The sport is inherently dangerous. Injuries come, as David Andrews just articulated. It happens. And at some point, if you want a competitive game, now I've given up on that. I don't believe they want a competitive game. I don't believe they want a physical game. I don't believe they want the game that has been around for generations. I believe they are going to flag football. And I don't say that to play like, I mean, the old sexist way was like, put skirts on them, but like, put flags on them? No. They're going to put flags on them.
So
they've told you that. Troy Vincent in 2022 told you that the future
of the
NFL is flag football.
Okay, stop it. Stop it.
Me or Troy?
It is not going to. You have all these what you call examples of the NFL turning to. No, I mean, it's a fact that they are pushing girls flag football. It is a fact that it's flag football is going to be an event in the Olympic. It is a fact that people like flag football. It is also.
Are you making my point or yours?
No, but that doesn't mean that the NFL is going to turn to flag football because of this. What I would call, listen, it's a dangerous tackle. It is 100% dangerous. And we were just, if you were on Twitch, you saw multiple examples of how specifically it is dangerous. And I'll read you the rule. Because here's the new rule. There's a bunch of new rules that are out there. This is one of them. Here's the definition of a hip drop. Okay, grab the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms and, this is the important part, unweights himself by swiveling and dropping, sounds like a dance, his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee. A 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down will be enforced should a player use that technique. To me, honest to God, Andy, just take out your bias for a second. And you can tell the difference of a normal tackle, just a normal hip drop. The characteristic I think that makes this dangerous and unique is the way a defender will grab a runner either on the side or from behind, drop, and then what they do is they kind of swivel and twist so their body falls on the legs of the runner. That's what the dangerous part is. And that, to me, is easy to identify. Like, I don't think you're going to have a real hard time identifying what is a hip drop swivel tackle and what isn't.
Well, I do. The league has acknowledged, Rich McKay and others, that they are going to have a very difficult time identifying and penalizing these tackles. I also don't even truly understand. What does unweighting mean?
If I grabbed you and I just dropped without lifting my feet off the ground, so on my entire weight is the force of my entire weight drastically is bringing you down.
Right.
Unweight yourself. You lift your feet off the ground.
Well, no. If I lift my feet off the ground, but I do it like Superman, I'm fine. It's the...
Well, that's you diving into somebody.
Rolling into the back of the legs that they don't want, which if I do it like Superman, ensuing Nantucket sleigh rides will occur because big men are towing me down the field and I have no... I have to put an anchor in. It's like those sprinters that kick the parachute out or those drag cars. If they don't get the parachute out, the thing keeps moving. I'm the parachute. I need an anchor. So I need to lock it down somehow.
Do you not think that that's a dangerous tackle? Like, honest to God.
Where did it take place?
Oh, stop it.
No,
On a football field.
Oh, yes, then I believe it's dangerous.
Are you saying that, like
I believe
dangerous
football
plays,
is inherently dangerous.
Of course, and once they recognize a dangerous play, a dangerous move, chop block, a hit from behind, a chop and roll that used to be part of the deal, they take him out of the league.
So do you think this could result in more knee injuries from people diving at knees from weird angles?
So that's another thing I would take out, by the way. We haven't got there.
Of course you would. You're an offensive player. You don't want anybody to be able to take you down in any form or fashion.
It's allowed.
I'm a big
man.
I should get to run. This is like girls lacrosse. Once I have the ball, no one can stop me. I'm just going to run 100 miles an hour down the field. There's nothing physical you can do to me. That's what they want to turn football into. And people like you, tight ends, offensive-minded people.
People like
you
me.
People. Let people me phrase like it a little differently.
Okay, fine.
You
fine.
People
I
don't
get
love
it.
Football.
HR, come on down here.
I love football. I love physicality. I love the brute violence of it. I love a man trying to beat another man mano a mano, and the defensive man saying, any means necessary, I got to get you to the ground.
Okay, so
you don't want it that way. You want those poor suckers to have to think, am I allowed to hit high or low or knee or back or roll or this or that? Nope, because I'm porked. The second I'm thinking these things, so Rob Gronkowski, do you acknowledge he's a big dude in athletics?
Yes.
Okay. He's running at me, or he's running at an angle, or he's running whatever, and I have all these, I can't hit him, I can't hit, oh, I don't know what to, you know what I am? Toast. I'm going to be a speed bump. I'm going to be a highlight on his clip
here we go.
Package.
I will say, the NFL,
you can't play defense.
The NFL has been around forever, and they have, defensive players have been fine without the hip drop swivel tackle.
They've used it forever. They just named it.
No, they have not. You
yes,
have not
have.
Seen this tackle.
I absolutely
you have.
Have
not. You're a liar.
I can find it in the 30s, the 40s,
this.
The 50s,
no, you haven't.
The 60s,
please
the 70s,
stop
the 80s.
It.
How many generations are there?
You have not seen
absolutely.
This specific technique. Here's
I have.
A guy who
it didn't
here's,
have a name.
Here's a guy that agrees with you. Okay, so because I feel like you need some support.
These are my no. You people
up.
Need support.
You're,
my people are
you
doing
people.
Fine.
You people are getting beat up. Here's Emmanuel Acho on the hip drop tackle.
There's no such thing as a hip drop tackle, only a tackle. Imagine trying to tackle Rob Gronkowski. How are you going to do it? Mm. Unless you are directly in front of him and he's in front of you, you got to find a way to bring him down. We created this name, hip drop tackle, to try to vilify something that's just a tackle. The game of football has been in existence for roughly, 100 years, and all of a sudden there's a hip drop tackle? There's no such thing. It's literally, literally just a tackle. As a defender, you got to find a way to get a dude down by any means necessary. If that means I go to his hips, and because he might be bigger than me or because he has more momentum, I got to take him down by his waist or take him down by his knees. That's how it goes down. Don't let the league go soft on you. That's what it's trying to do.
So on the text line, why do I keep saying swivel? Well, because that's what they're calling it.
And did you know that term before this week?
The hip drop, yeah.
No. I didn't ask you the hip drop. The swivel part.
No, they
what does
add,
that mean and where did it come from?
Well, I'll tell you. They added the swivel part to identify the motion that tacklers use to hurt the players. Because what they literally do is they kind of, contort their body and swivel around where their body ends up falling on the heels of the player. The NFLPA has weighed in. And they use swivel also. So, quote, the NFL players oppose any attempt by the NFL to implement a rule prohibiting a swivel hip drop tackle. While the NFLPA remains committed to improvements to our game with health and safety in mind, we cannot support a rule change that causes confusion for us as players, for coaches, for officials, and especially for fans. We call on the NFL again to reconsider implementing this rule.
We f*** the game up.
Let me ask you a question. What causes more injuries in the National Football League on a game-by-game, year-by-year basis?
Swivel hip-drop tackles or turf?
Well, you're talking about non-contact injuries.
I'm just talking about injuries in general. I'm just talking about injuries in general. Which causes more?
Well, I don't have the data in front of me.
Which do you think it is? You're not on the stand here. Answer the damn question. Which do you think causes
you
just more?
You tell the whole truth, not but the truth.
What causes more injuries, turf or
stop asking questions and answer them?
Can I say honestly solid. First, and then it makes then that's another reason you know yeah. somebody's lying. Yeah. Well, turf.
Okay,
sucks.
Thank you. So why are we keeping turf?
Well, they're trying to get turf out.
No, who's they?
Well, the players.
Isn't.
The
players
are. Absolutely trying.
The players
to get out.
Have no say.
Well, why don't you bring back the horse collar tackle?
I would.
What's the big deal?
I would put the goalpost on the goal line. That's why they're called goalposts.
Oh, stop it.
You know how entertaining that would be?
That would be interesting. Just for a year.
Imagine Mac
just
Jones.
Just for a year.
He struggles enough. Now he's thrown over the middle and his goalpost involved. No, I just, it infuriates me. At some point, we have to acknowledge this is an archaic, barbaric sport, and we love that about it. It is the roots of competition. I saw somebody say it was like a gazelle taking down a cheetah. That's true. Like, the gazelle is going to take that cheetah down any way possible, right? The animal on the Serengeti, because that's dinner. The defender's job is to take the offensive players down any way possible. Now, you can't pull out a gun like, what was that, Boy Scout, Last Boy Scout? Yeah. You can't do that. So I know there's a slippery slope.
Nobody remembers that movie, okay. But it's classic.
But within reason, it's his job to get the guy on the ground somehow. And that's why the sport is great. Now, somebody brought up contracts. They'll never go flag football because the players will never. No. I think contracts is why they'll go flag football. I think the NFL, the owners, will finally give players guaranteed contracts when it becomes flag football. And that is going to be the negotiation at the end. And the only person who loses out there, well, two people. People that love actual football, physical, old school football, and fat guys. Because they're just going to phase out the fat guys. So instead of 100-man rosters,
you cannot
be
more wrong.
You're going to have 45-man
rosters. You cannot
be more,
and you're exaggerating.
In your kid's lifetime,
it doesn't even make any sense.
Caleb Fourier will be watching flag football on Sundays, and now Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Well, to that
point, then you
point,
can play more often.
No
physical. Oh, I can recover a little bit quicker because I'm not getting beat up.
You
know
the
I'm
problem.
Right, and you
the
won't
fans,
admit it.
No. Here's the thing: the game adjusts as we go, okay? So the defensive player is being all upset that, how am I supposed to do my job? I got to be any means necessary. Hmm. Well, within reason. So do you think that a defensive player is going to make less money because they can't do the swivel hip drop? Do you think the norm, the standard is just going to change? So you can't tackle this way, you can't tackle that way. You will still get paid for doing whatever is the best version of tackling in the NFL based on the new rules. All you have to do is adjust. And the only thing you have to do is just don't contort your body where you fall on the legs. And I will challenge anyone. Nobody, when guys started getting hurt, it was obvious how they were getting hurt. I don't see why the NFLPA, who I'm a part of it, would suddenly have a problem because of player safety. You can't bitch and complain and talk about player safety when it comes to when you're playing, how many days you have off, how far you're traveling, and how much rest you have. And then when they make a rule to protect you, you fight it?
It doesn't protect me.
No.
I'm a linebacker. I'm a safety.
It protects, well, again.
You know what hurts
me? Everybody is
playing from Saturday to Wednesday. I got to play on Christmas.
Why are they changing the rules in the kickoff rule? Because that's the other rule that was changed and nobody's talking about it.
Because
everybody's complaining about it.
They want entertainment value.
So now they're changing the kickoff rule.
They want entertainment value and points.
Did they change the kickoff rule initially because of player safety?
Theoretically, yes.
Yeah, I would say the wedge was a problem.
I used to be a wedge buster in college. They used to tell me to just blow it up.
I don't even know.
Like, does that explain some things?
I used to just launch my head towards two guys and try
to
hit them.
And I was the guy where the two guys, they run back, and they would hold hands, right? And only one guy really got the damage. Like, oh, yeah. So, like, if you and I kid you not, like, you could tell who the coward was as soon as that wedge buster crossed, like, the 30 or whatever it was, and then the one guy just kind of moved out of the way. Chris Gray got knocked the F out one time because I moved out of the way.
It's so funny because I had two theories. Sometimes I would go with the, I'm going to try to split them.
Yeah.
But then oftentimes it was just like pick one and say, I'm going to kick the out of him.
That is the key.
And I'm going to put my helmet right under his chin and say, will you do that on the next kickoff?
Yeah.
You got knocked the
Yeah, that is the rule was, why would you be dumb enough to try to split them, and then if they play it clean, they literally can destroy you if they do
it's
right.
It's a double team. Yeah.
You have to, and you literally are running down like, okay, who am I afraid of least?
Right.
Right? And you can usually tell by the look in their eyes as you get closer.
So I just want to clarify my stance on this. I firmly believe, like, I am not doing radio show. I've been saying this forever. They are going to flag football right before your eyes. Troy Vincent, 2 years ago, told you they were doing that. Then they play in the Olympics. They play in the Pro Bowl. They're including Tyreek Hill. They're getting you excited about flag football can be competitive and fun. This is an evolution of the game of football that they told you was coming, and you're telling me it's not happening. No, it is happening. Now, I don't like
Okay, well, tell me.
But I do have to accept it.
What
reality.
Extreme are we going to? Because the extreme is literally seven-on-seven flag football. No offensive linemen.
Yeah, that's what you're getting.
You honestly believe that product is going to satisfy NFL fans, which is one of the
I don't know. They're trying to find that out too. That's why the Pro Bowl exists. That's why the Olympics are going to exist. They're going to see how it plays. That's a weather test balloon to see how it plays, what the excitement level is, what the interest level is.
I think
that's
all
where
this,
it's going.
I would say the genesis of this started with concussions and how the league was, it was obvious that the league for us players and former players, it was obvious that the health and well-being of the players was not like a real priority for him. So the issue was forced. And it's such a contradiction because on one hand, you're kind of taught, and you would know better more now than anyone because you have a son who's going to be a senior in high school and mine are far removed, that they still teach you kind of – they still preach the same philosophy. You know, got to sacrifice your body, you got to do what's best for the team, you got to like, you know, fight through the pain. Like nothing's really changed.
Right.
And then suddenly it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, no, there is because we're in that transitional phase, old school culture mentality. But you still have coaches.
The culture
that
is being taught at the early stages. To my point, like your son is still being taught the old mentality. The old, you're still coaching him the same way old guys taught me or you.
Well, yeah,
the same philosophy exists.
Do
we think that suddenly when they get to college they're going to be all weak and scared of their own shadow?
Well, I think some of it is the transition because I still think in a weird way. The NFL has younger coaches now than high school football. Now, this is just
that's
me looking
actually
around.
Interesting.
Like, on average, yeah. I think there's more aged, old school coaches at the high school level who've been there 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. Whereas the NFL, I looked at that picture with Gerard Mayo. I don't know who half these guys are. They're all like 30-something. There's younger, less experienced coaches in the NFL who probably are more open to modern ways, modern thinking, less silos, all the crap that may... Whereas there's old school coaches that are... And they also have power in their schools, so it's okay for them to say, you're going to run till you puke today.
Yeah.
That's how we've done it for 30 years here. That transition will take time. You're no question there is sort of a blending, mixed messages world of football right now. But it's going flat.
Everybody knows it. Well, I mean, if we're talking about like when it's really going to happen, I mean, we're talking we'll be dead. Our kids will be dead.
I don't think our kids will be dead. I think our kids
will be
older.
This will not turn into – you can't have an 80,000 seat stadium, all these, you know, suites with, you know, 14 people on the field.
Why?
It's just not any fun. There's no violence.
Oh, you want the violence?
Yes.
You want a version of it. Excuse me. You want the violence? Because you've been arguing for 2 hours now to tell me to take the tackling out.
Violence.
You want to pussyfoot your way down the field.
No, I like hand-to-hand combat.
You want to trip on the 20, not have a guy tackle you. That was a cheap shot.
See, there we go. You know, you were doing so well. And I threw the whole, like, bring your step stool, and you know what? And you've been holding on that to in your back pocket until the old day. I'm done with you, and I'm done with this segment. Are You Done is next.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI. Now, it's time for...
Are You Done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
All right, are you done? This is it. So let's start with Nick, because you actually said something maybe 10 minutes ago that I don't think anyone caught up on, and I want to make sure we bring it up. So, Nick, are you done?
Well, then why don't we go to Andy first?
No, because if we miss it...
Because Andy doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, in a way. I'm not to remind him, but you go first.
Well, are you guys at all interested in Hard Knocks anymore? Has it jumped the shark for you guys?
Are we talking about the in-season Hard Knocks or
just
the...
Just Hard Knocks in general.
Not really.
I guess. So, no. No, the Jets was great. The Jets Hard Knocks was great.
I don't think
the Hard Knocks before, like the whole up to, the whole knock on wood, the whole all that stuff. Oh, that was Gruden. But that one with the Jets was really entertaining.
Well, the Dolphins have been doing the in-season one.
Yeah.
I only watched, I think, like an episode of that, and I don't know why I watched it. But they are now doing, instead of one team, they are following around an entire division during the season.
Really?
So,
and what division would that be?
Now, well, they haven't announced it yet.
Huh. How do you get
all four? Which division would you guys want to watch?
The AFC East.
So you would have Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Patriots.
Yeah, I have great quarterback storylines, new coaches, teams trying to rebuild, teams trying to, like, there's every, but how do I get four
the
teams
AFC,
to agree?
The AFC North is going to be pretty badass this year. I don't know. I mean, that could be another one. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Baltimore.
Yeah, you can sell me on that.
That one would be pretty, anything with the Cowboys would be entertaining just because it's Jerry Jones and in that division with the the Commanders.
Well, I actually think.
Oh, so now I'm like actually thinking about this. Which one would I want to see?
But it's also an admission that they weren't getting the entertainment value out of a singular team, so now we got to bring in more opportunities at entertainment value.
Their excuse was it would make storytelling much easier.
Yeah, obviously. If I have to write a story and talk to one guy, it's harder than if I talk to 10 people and have 10 sets of quotes. Jiminy Christmas.
Well, and the fact is that everything kind of worked out with them with the Dolphins, too, because they actually made it to the playoffs. So, like, the storyline was pretty good.
I think that's what I watched. Them complaining about the cold in Kansas City.
But can you...
Well, remember the guys lost their hands?
Have they now made it where they're just going to force a division? Like, you have no say? Because there's the rules.
So this is from Ari Mirov. The owners voted on it. It's now official. The in-season version of Hard Knocks will now follow around four teams from one division.
I wonder if it's four teams with less access. Not quite the full access, but we're going to be following around four teams. Because that's interesting. Because there's for the singular version in camp, there's the rules. Like if you have a new head coach, you can use that as like your get out of jail card. You don't have to do it. If you've made the playoffs within the last year or two, you can get out of. Like there's ways for you to say no, I'm not going to do it. And
is
here's
that the
off
season one.
The
Cardinals did the in season one. What 2 years
no,
ago?
No, these are the rules for the true Hard Knocks, the training camp edition, or they were the rules. Maybe they're tweaking those rules now too. Like, the Patriots don't have to do it because they have a new head coach.
Well, they might be forced to do the in-season one now.
Interesting.
Huh. Wow. I'm going to go with AFC North.
You like the AFC North?
I do.
Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson.
Yep. Quarterback heavy, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson and whatever the hell is going on in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that
well,
the Pittsburgh.
Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Now, that's Pittsburgh a good situation alone that's a would just division. Be because when does Russell Wilson lose his starting job? Hey, Mike Tomlin says Russell Wilson is in pole position. Okay, now for how long? That's exactly what they needed to do for Russell Wilson, by the way. Just not make it easy on him. Like, make him really try.
Well, they've said they might cut him.
Well, and that's my point. Like, scare the crap out of him so he doesn't act like he's not. I mean, he's making his money from the Broncos no matter what. But now, which I think is worse for him, is like general embarrassment.
Ego. Absolutely.
Yeah, just knock you
my
down
guess
a couple
is he's going to be good. My guess is he'll be hearing in mid to late August, best shape of his life, changed this, changed that, he's doing this, he's doing that, all because, you know, it's funny, embarrassment can be a motivator.
Yeah, and just so for my Are You Done, it's going to be another one for Nick. You had mentioned something about NFL playing. I guess I kind of stumbled into it. I'm sorry. Yeah. What were you saying about the NFL playing on Christmas?
Now, it was originally reported as one game. They're doing two games on Christmas this year. And Christmas is falling on a Wednesday. So I don't know how that's
going to
work.
I'm telling you, they are going to try to hijack every single important holiday to maximize viewership, regardless of what day of the week it falls on.
And
it's
we'll
just the
all,
new.
We'll all watch.
No, of course. I think they should. Now, they can manipulate the schedule. So those guys, right? So let's say they play on a. Well, they wouldn't play on a Sunday and then play.
No, they've already said their idea, the skeleton idea for the schedule is there will be
Thursday?
Saturday to Wednesday. You will play on Saturday. There'll be like a doubleheader the Saturday before, and then those teams will be involved on the Wednesday game.
So literally 1 minute ago, Schefter basically said that. The teams that are playing Saturday the 21st will play Wednesday, and the league views that as Sunday to Thursday.
You're doing the same thing I'm doing. I'm going, okay, so Sunday is my day off. Monday is basically my work day. Tuesday is a travel day. So it's just like a Thursday night, right? It's just like a Thursday night football game if you play on Sunday.
Which is bad football, and players complain about, like, by the first quarter, they feel like it's the fourth quarter and their bodies are dead.
But it's late.
Awesome.
But it's
player
late
safety.
Season.
Get rid of the drop tackle.
But it's late season football,
Frauds.
And hopefully they pair, you know, two division opponents. Like, that's if you really want to. They can pretty much put anything they wanted out there. But to really make it showy and interesting, put two division opponents in an important game that means something.
You know what? I wish I was like Elon Musk or one of these like mega rich billionaires.
Me a two.
Because I would call the NFL out as the frauds they are. I would show up in Orlando and I'd say, oh, by the way, I will pay you $1 billion if you keep the hip drop tackle in the game. And they would all go, I'll sign off on it. We just put hip drop tackles back. This guy gave us $1 billion. They're frauds. They're such frauds.
So if Elon Musk was like a booster of the NFL, he's like, you ain't getting no money unless you put the hip drop back
they're
in.
They're such frauds.
But it's the swivel hip
safety.
Drop. Hip drop.
You got to put the swivel
Say
hip
right.
drop back in and we'll give you $1 billion.
Drop, the hip drop isn't a problem.
They're
it's
such
the
frauds.
Swiveling that creates issues.
The swiveling
no
that
swiveling.
Wasn't a thing until this
Go
week.
To
no one on earth had mentioned swiveling until this damn week.
Okay,
frauds
I didn't think it would
everywhere.
Happen. You literally wore
fraud
me out.
Fourier,
I literally
fraud
need to go
owners.
Take a nap.
You love me.
All right, Gresh is going to be back tomorrow.
You wish I was back tomorrow.
With a full bridge. You are on tomorrow.
What?
Wednesday's your day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're 12:20.
Oh, yeah, I'll be on the line.
Okay, all right. Well, that's it.
Can we
us.
Make it so I can see you guys? Last couple times I haven't been able to see you guys.
Well, that's a Coop thing.
Coop! I want to be able to see them.
We'll handle that right
bring
now.
Bring us up off air.
All right, boys. Great job today. Thank you for putting up with me. Gresh is back tomorrow. Jones and Mega with Arcan is next.
Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.